Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains in Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you this evening, folks. We've had a very busy day here, as usual, handling mail, email by the hundreds. We're just pleased that we represent here literally thousands of police and soldiers who love God and love liberty and are struggling along with all those in the private sector to fight a war against those who love liberty for themselves but not everybody else. And the gods they love are, we believe, different than who we love as a Lord. I'll tell you what, we've had a busy time here, you know, over the last 4 weeks. We've been involved in the Terry Schindler Schiavo murder down there in Florida, and just put an unbelievable amount of hours in there. We're trying to get out our next Aiden Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues and catch up on your mail and email here and a lot of police and soldiers communications. And so we've kind of dropped the ball on having guests on the program. I like guests on the program occasionally, but we spent the last few days trying to catch up on the news and things going on that are important. But we do have a guest tonight, and we're so pleased, finally, to have on Bill Sardi. Some of you might have heard about Bill before because he's very popular as a guest. And he is a health journalist, a renowned health journalist. He's authored a number of books, numerous books on health, and a consumer advocate. And I would say, he may not say this, but I'd say he's also a nutritionist. He sure knows a lot. And so I invited him on the program because in law enforcement and the military, we have a lot of sickness, a lot of injuries. I have in my own family a wife, 22 years in the military, down with the Gulf War sickness. You know about my injuries on the police department. I'm retired from law enforcement because of injuries on the in the line of duty. And we're just an example of the police and military out here that are sick or injured for life. And so we like to get on some of the professionals, the guys that really know what's going on in the area of health. And so we've asked Bill Sardi on. I heard him on a program here not too long ago and was so impressed. And I've been on his website several times. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be impressed. So with that said, let's get Bill Sardi on the line. We're going to be back after this two-minute break here, and we'll get on with our guest tonight and talk about some of the things we need to know about to stay healthy in this day when our government's heavy, heavy into population control. You know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tonight to have Bill Sardi on with us. I'm so impressed, and I have so many friends in the military and in law enforcement and in the private sector that have sickness, and also we are aware that sickness is being brought upon us, Bill, by government edict many times. And so, Bill, I want to ask you to pick up where we talked about off the air here a little bit about how you want to approach this thing, because I ask you that we're deeply concerned here at our Police and Military Association about government's involvement in maybe keeping us sick or getting us sick in certain ways. We might start there if you'd like to. Anything else you want to say about yourself, Bill, before we get into it?
Well, I like to say I'm a health journalist. People can judge what I say by the accuracy of the information and the references I use. Doesn't matter what degrees you have, and we try to cite everything on my website. And I will say today at the onset, people can call or write to me or email me from anywhere on the globe, ask me health questions, medicines, vaccines, whatever. We're happy to answer all those. There's no charge. It's not a ministry. God has taken care of us. You support Truth Radio and Dr. Officer Jack McLam. And believe me, we'll be able to answer those questions for you. So people get a little reticent. Can they call? Can they contact me? Yes, they can. So we are available to people, particularly people in the military and overseas. We get calls and contacts all the time, particularly emails about should my children have vaccines or should my son going in the military get vaccinated and so on. We may not have all the information, but we'll put you in touch with it, and we'll try to get you the right information so you can make a decision on your own. And there are some tough questions. I got a brand-new baby here at home, 10 months old, not vaccinated yet, and we're mulling over the idea of a couple of vaccines, but really only for anything circulating. The things that are circulating around the United States right now are really being brought in here by illegal immigrants. And if you have people that you know or people in your family that have a cough that just won't go away, well, most likely you've got whooping cough. It's going all around the country, and it's sweeping around because illegal immigrants have brought it here. We don't have a way of doing the health screening like we once did when we only allowed people in that were legal immigrants. So
yes,
now
right.
We have this. We also have tuberculosis. By the way, you can get on an airplane today and sit next to someone who has TB, and because of the tight quarters and the recirculated air, you can end up with tuberculosis if your immune system is down. And then we have hepatitis. We've never seen such an epidemic of hepatitis, and many of you will say, well, you know, former drug users, those kind of things. Well, that's true, but if you're going into a Mexican restaurant today, they're likely to hire illegal immigrants coming over the border with hepatitis. And by the way, the restaurant unions and the groups that are behind illegal immigration are refusing to do health screenings on these workers inside the restaurants. And so we're ending up with hepatitis. Your children can get it. You can get it. I'm not an advocate of going to these restaurants. I hate to sound a little prejudiced here, but it's a terrible problem because this is where they're going to work. So we check out all the restaurants before we go. We know they've had the same chefs and people there because you're at risk. And they did have an outbreak here that killed a few people and contaminated hundreds, and you're left with hepatitis for the rest of your life. The idea that you've knocked it out with some drugs, maybe a few people get off the hook, but for many people, they're battling with it the rest of their life. So this is a terrible thing, and it's all being caused because we're allowing this. And then, of course, gleefully, the vaccine manufacturers say, we'll just vaccinate the entire population for these problems because, well, but if we took care of our borders and did these things right, we wouldn't need the vaccination. So, you know, the government is in league with the vaccine manufacturers, and this they're allowing the immigrants in so that they want us to vaccinate all of our children. When we had our baby at one hospital we could have taken him to, it was mandatory regardless of whether the doctor ordered it or not that our baby would get vaccinated against hepatitis. Obviously, we didn't go there.
Yes, and about seven other things. My son just had my ninth baby, granddaughter, and they wanted to give that baby, who was just leaving the hospital, something like six or seven vaccinations. Unbelievable. And they, I told him no, and my son told him no. Got the child out of there, but you say it's mandatory in some hospitals now, is it?
It is mandatory, and the problem that we have here is that the idea that over your lifetime you're going to get all these vaccines, sooner or later you're going to end up with autoimmune disease. We see an upswing in that as well. So many people line up innocently for influenza vaccine and so on. So it's flu vaccine season. Let's just run down there and roll up our sleeves. Well, the problem is, so many people are, you know, feel, well, this is the thing to do and it's recommended, and they're being good citizens thinking they're protecting themselves. Certainly at risk are very small children who don't have an immune system, and the older adults whose immune system may be worn out a bit. So
compromised, yeah.
So the problem we have is that over time you may develop autoimmunity. What we mean is now your body is against, your immune system is against yourself, and you now have lupus, you now have psoriasis, you now have certain forms of rheumatoid arthritis. And so these are the kind of diseases you end up with, and I'm trying to tell people, please relax off of these vaccinations. By the way, the government had to admit finally, after years and years of lining up for the flu vaccine, that they haven't been able to drop the mortality rate from the influenza virus. So we've been lining up, rolling up our sleeves. By the way, we pay for those shots ourselves. It doesn't come out of the government money. And the CDC has essentially been crying wolf, that is declaring a, oh my gosh, a giant flu epidemic is due to come soon, so that we'd all be scared to run down to buy the vaccine.
Right.
So the manufacturers wouldn't get caught on the hook, because a couple of years ago one of the manufacturers lost money. So they've been crying wolf that an epidemic would come so they could sell all the vaccine. Well, that makes the CDC just the salesman for the vaccine companies. And the problem is, so you all get this, we were never vaccinating more than about 50 million people out of a population of 280 million anyway. So how in the world, why didn't we have a giant pandemic? Because most of the population never even gets vaccinated.
True, yeah.
See, so the obvious isn't there, and the government delivers press releases to the news media, and the news media are simply puppet mouthpieces, because they want to get these news stories and they want to continue to get it. Most news emanates from government resources. So our news media has been brain dead. They're not responsible. They don't challenge the government on these things. And so we're getting all this false information. And now that we realize they're pushing vaccines so that the companies will make money,
yes,
we now have the conflict and the crosswires there. Are they really doing this for the health? And remember that the polio vaccine was given for years, and then they admitted that they had this simian 40 virus contaminated in there. They're making efforts to try to get these contaminants out, but
are they truly, though? It's like this mercury in these shots.
Well, that's still
out
in there, and they're telling us it's mercury-free, Jack, and they're not. They were allowed to say it's mercury-free when it wasn't mercury-free.
Right.
It had less mercury, but it still had it in there, and this is the kind of double talk that the government gives us these days. So we still have these problems, and where they got in trouble, the polio vaccine had the contaminants, and they didn't admit it till years later. And then they didn't admit it openly. It came out in something like Harper's Magazine or something. So, you know, government is just not ready to take responsibility if they're going to do things like that, not tell us about these things.
Bill, was it you I heard the other day? It may not have been, but I was shocked. I was doing my work here, and a lot of times I leave the radio all in the background, and I hear things, and all of a sudden I wish I'd have been listening more carefully, but either you or somebody else was saying how the government, the CDC or our health department with the federal government had found something that was absolutely a killer in some kind of drug or vaccine, and they had done reports on it and everything, and then they decided to leave it in and not tell anybody. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know. Well, the latest story we've been involved with and breaking the story to the public, because the news media, that this should have been front page New York Times, et cetera, and they're not telling us that, of course, we're being softened up. You can tell the propaganda for something, and they keep telling us a flu vaccine is ready to sweep the globe. How do they know that?
Right.
CDC says they're ready for the pandemic to start next year. What do you mean next year? You got some inside information?
Yes, right.
So what happens is...
Maybe they're going to start it, Bill. They've got all the stuff all ready to start
it. Well, so everyone understands this, that the problem gets to be is that we have the biologists and the people in charge of the world So we all understand how what the major agenda is in the world is population control. Once you get that under your head, you'll understand the gay movement, which is
okay.
Sex about babies.
Hang on to that thought, buddy. You're in an important area there. We'll be back to pick up on that thought in just a couple minutes here.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, folks, we're back. We're back with Bill Sardi, and I'll tell you what, he's really giving out some critical information here. And I want to just take a second to thank Republic Broadcasting Network for having our police and military program on, and that causes all this information to flow for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that we truly need. And so with that said, let's go back to Bill. Bill, back up just a paragraph there and start again, because what you said really impressed me, and then we came up on the break. So
evolutionists, the Darwinists, are in control of biology, and their thought, of course, is survival of the fittest. The Terry Schiavo tells us something, you know, the unfittest are going to get pushed underneath the bus here.
They're going to be gone.
So,
Social Security's having a problem, so if you eliminate, a third of the people in the country, then...
The thought is that in the past, the population of the world was controlled by plagues, and now that we've conquered so many diseases, just the chlorination of water wiped out cholera, dysentery, and typhoid in one fell swoop. And you wonder why we still have dirty water in parts of the world. You see, if they cleaned it up, you'd have a population increase. So you see, these things are being advanced, and all of a sudden You see, if we reintroduce the disease, then we might be able to do this. We even wonder about the odd Spanish flu of 1918 seemed to attack middle-aged people. It was rather odd kind of thing. We wonder if they didn't engineer a vaccine then. But,
yes, yes.
But regardless of all this, our latest finding was in Nature magazine. This is the highest regarded scientific journal in the world, which disclosed to us for the last month or two that there's been a problem because in monitoring viruses, influenza viruses around the world, a group of scientists in South Korea entered into a data bank. This is a genetic data bank in New Mexico. The sequences for a virus, an influenza virus, into that data bank. And what it was the sequences for a human mutated influenza virus, but it was found inside a pig in South Korea. These pigs don't have human viruses that are mutated. It had to be put there on purpose. What was it doing there? Why hasn't the World Health Organization has discounted this as a mistake? The scientist himself who put it there says it's not a mistake. And all of a sudden, about 2 weeks later, now once this went public, then the North Korea says they found some viruses in their own poultry for the first time. You wonder if South Korea isn't conducting some sort of biological warfare against North Korea. And then we read that they're blaming all this, that possibly Al-Qaeda could be involved. Mythical Al-Qaeda is the scapegoat.
That's it all the time.
And saying when they don't have a biological lab, Al-Qaeda would be largely an Arab organization. If that's true and you had a flu pandemic go around the globe, it would affect the Arabs more than other people because it gets the people who have the least amount of nutrition and therefore the immunity. And one of the things that tips the hand on this whole thing, because they're trying to prepare a vaccine for this, but they're dragging their feet on it. It won't work anyway. It's not likely to work, and it could be problematic. But the problem is that we'll never have enough vaccine. And you see Britain already preparing as if this flu pandemic's coming. They bought 14 million flu drugs. The drug they bought is from made by a drug company that was formerly run by Donald Rumsfeld. So,
yes.
I mean, this is a whole great big thing. But the deal is that this virus doesn't belong there, and, of course, they're denying all this. Well, is someone making these viruses, mutating them? We're talking about something called the H5N1, which is close to the type that was in the Spanish flu virus that killed 20 to 50 million people in 1918. So they're trying to make a virus. If you're trying to cull the population, it can't be a bacterium because that doesn't get transferred from one person to another. It has to be a virus, and then it would get spread. Right now, less than 100 people on the planet have gotten this as it jumps from poultry or pigs up to humans, but it doesn't seem to be very infective from human to human. And these researchers almost seem to be disappointed it's not really becoming a pandemic yet, because they're typical. They want more money, more funding,
this
and that. The drugs they have aren't going to work. One's called Tamiflu, which only cuts down the number of days you're sick. It doesn't cut down the infectivity. It still is transferred quickly from one person to another. There's another one called amantadine. You could not give that to our police or a military because it will make you dizzy and weak and so on, so you couldn't do that, fly an airplane, what have you.
Right.
And so these things are really, even if they had enough vaccine, now the United States says it's going to make 180 million doses, and now there's going to be a panic in the United States. Let's just say this thing is coming, even if it's phony, and they could quarantine us on a phony virus call here that there's an epidemic coming, and then there's only 180 million doses for 280 million people. Who gets them and who doesn't, you see? And and then the people would be panicked and pushing other people out of the way. It's a giant mess. Now, the thing that tips the hand of the health people is we've got a cure for this.
We've got a cure.
We do have a cure. It's a natural mineral called selenium.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks, and I know callers are already calling in, Bill, so I wanted to develop this a little more, though, before we answered calls. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes here, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We want to be sure and thank Joe McNeil and the National Association of Micro Broadcasters for airing our program, too. These guys are just wonderful. All across the United States, more and more people are setting up these micro broadcasting systems with the help of the National Association of Micro Broadcasters. And so salute to these people who air the Officer Jack McLam program, do so much good for our country. Let's go back now to Bill Sardi. Bill, this is fascinating, and I want to let you just continue on, but I want to ask this question myself. Almost weekly now, we're hearing about health problems, diseases coming in. They may mean viruses that are coming into this country that are untreatable. They have a term for that. I don't recall what it is, but I always think, where are all of these new viruses coming from that they have no treatment for? It's very suspicious to me, Bill.
Well, there are some that are beyond treatment, but they're scaring us, too. I mean, there's a couple of things going on in Africa, flesh-eating bacterial things and so on. They're never going to come here. These are in populations that have very poor nutrition and so on. And so they scare us like it's going to come here. And so these are just scare tactics. They're trying to soften us up. And, of course, this is easy. Maintain control of the – this is – the vaccine agenda allows you to control the world because now you must remain compliant if you're going to get the medicines. And now you can control and declare quarantines and control the people under those laws. And, you know, the police will run around thinking they're doing the right thing and so on.
Right, rounding you up.
And you'll have the right to anybody who resists. You see, your own neighbor's going to be against you because, oh, my God, I might get the disease from you. So he's going to take out his shotgun and shoot you if you decide to come out of your house. So,
right.
You know, this is the kind of one against another type of thing you're going to get. So what we need to know is how do we keep this from beating us, even if they had a cure or a treatment, it's not going to be available to us in a panic, and we wouldn't be able to get it most likely. Now, I'm trying to tell everyone, in the medical science in the last 2 years, a startling discovery that if you're sufficient in selenium, a little trace mineral, the influenza virus does not become virulent. It doesn't mutate into the virulent form. My gosh, the CDC should be declaring that all food supplies in the world would be fortified with selenium so we could wipe out influenza for all time for all good.
But they're not going to do that, are they?
They're given over to the vaccines and the manufacturers. They're given over to all of these quarantine methods and all this when we can put up our own immunity for this. Build your own immunity. After all, some people survive these things as they did in 1918. And there are other things that we need to know. There's a little wonderful substance in red onions and red apples. You need to get it out of a dietary supplement. It's called quercetin, but you can get that in a dietary supplement, and it stops the SARS virus. It stops the herpes virus, really virtually every known virus that there is. Fresh garlic is poor man's penicillin.
How do you spell that?
Quercetin is Q-U-E-R. C-E-T-I-N. Now, for your listeners here, let's make it simple. If they will simply go to a website, survivalvitamins.com, and they can download a free 12-page survival nutrition guide. There's no advertisements. It's just free to you. You can buy the vitamins we recommend there anywhere. It's just to tell you what you need. What does everyone need on the planet to stay healthy and stay away? And there's packages there. It tells you how to bundle them all together. What do you need for your little babies when they get sick? How about elderberry syrup? It works really great even for adults against viruses, especially the influenza virus.
Yeah.
And the oregano oil is wonderful, especially now proven against viruses as well as bacteria. That's a new finding. And then fresh cut garlic. You know, if you really take a clove of garlic, break it off the bulb there, and really smash it down hard, get a garlic press, and really mix it well, you will make one of the strongest antibiotics on the planet. You can't get them out of garlic pills very well, but you can out of fresh garlic. Then mix it with something in food, like some garbanzo beans, like our Middle Eastern or friends do, and it's a very powerful antibiotic. There's nothing that could stand up to it. So we need to know these things.
And we certainly do. Now, was that survivalvitamins.com?
Survivalvitamins.com. Now, for the people who are homeschoolers, Christians, people with only two nickels to rub together, there's a way there if you can't find a source for vitamins. We're trying to tell everybody, high quality, best that we can find, you can get vitamin C, 2,500 milligrams a day. For $1.80 a month, you can buy fish oil, the highest quality. It'll improve your immune system for no more than $3 a month. You can get selenium for about the same price and so on.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make a source. We pre-screened all these things so people can find this. And what we're trying to do is get outside the world system just like you are because they're coming in with this codex legislation that's going to limit the amount of vitamins and minerals in our dietary supplements. Isn't that interesting? They're going to do that this summer at a time when we need these things to boost our immunity
from
this so-called flu pandemic. You wonder if they're not limiting this so that more people will die off and can't find the immunity from the dietary supplements. It's very uncannily timed to coordinate with this flu pandemic.
But our government wouldn't do that to us, Bill.
Well, what's happening is that we need to be, they're going to limit the amount of vitamin C and selenium and zinc and all this in our supplements. Already in Scandinavia, a $6 bottle of zinc costs $43.
So, oh, my goodness.
So if we get it in powder or liquid, they can't limit the amount. It's not in a pill. There's a way you can put them in your own pills if you want to do it. There's a little pill-making machine there at survivalvitamins.com. You can do it yourself, but you can set your own dose, and it'll cost you a tenth, a hundredth of what you're paying now for vitamins. And you're going to think, well, these are not as good. No. We've looked at these. These are high-quality, hypoallergenic, distilled fish oil, the best stuff you can find, and unbelievable low prices. We were shocked to see it ourselves. We're concerned about our Christian family. We're concerned about our military policemen. They don't have money. The retirees don't have the money. Where are they going to find this? Our homeschoolers, a lot of families have, of course, taken in two or three children and adopted them. Where are they going to get the money to keep these children healthy? Now, understand, young children will have 6 to 8 bouts of the cold and the flu a year because they're developing their immune system. You need something in the medicine cabinet at home. Stop waiting for the government or the doctor to get you well. If there's a pandemic, they won't have enough medicine anyway. We've overused the antibiotics. We've caused the autism epidemic because one cause of the autism is the overuse of antibiotics, which then causes bacterium to get in the digestive tract that didn't belong there, and that causes one form of autism. So we need to have...
Bill, give out your website, would you? We want to do it several times during the program. And then Stefan in Texas has been holding on for quite a while.
Okay. My website is askbillsardi.com, askbillsardi.com. There's reports there on blood pressure, especially a large one on autism, and lots of other free information there. There's a free e-book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. Download it and read it. You'll see how our medical system is failing us. And that's all free information. And then we have the Survival Nutrition Guide at survivalvitamins.com. So please go there, get this free information.
Okay, we'll give that out again, folks. I know you're all running for your pencils. So let's real quick, Bill, go to Stefan in Texas. Stefan, welcome to the program. You're on with Bill Sardi.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I just wanted to say I've been a longtime listener of RBN Network, and yeah, you really hit the nail on the head when you say it's the vaccine agenda. It's built on a myth. The vaccines, you obviously do not need them. It's a propaganda machine. There are two types of immunity. I'm sure you know this, the natural way and the vaccinated way. And maybe you could hit on to some of what the points are on natural and versus vaccinated.
Well, yes.
You
and
know,
we've been dumbed down so easily, our caller has it right on. And for some of you who are confused, there's even a book, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Childhood Vaccinations by Cynthia Cave, C-A-V-E. She's a full MD. There's a book you can read. Get it at wherever you'd like. What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Childhood Vaccinations. And understand there was a wonderful doctor, very well trained, Fred Klenner in North Carolina in the 1930s to the 1970s, and he showed high doses of vitamin C even cured polio. Yes, it was for real.
What is
that we've been dumbed down to think that vitamin C in high doses could be toxic, so this is what they've done to it.
Yeah, it's just amazing the scare that could happen when people think they need a vaccine to fight these things. You know, if they take the minerals that you're talking about, keep the immune system up, your body will fight off anything, you know. It's an agenda being done by the shadow government, if you want to call it, the people that are pulling the strings. There's a great book out written by Dr. Leonard Horowitz called Death in the Air.
Yes.
And that'll point out some of the agendas and the fabrication that's been going on by the World Health Organization and the lies from the doctors. And it's just one big scare tactic. I have a 19-month-old little baby girl. She's not vaccinated and never will be.
Well, the West Nile virus, now this is something we think that came out of a government lab, escaped out and the West Nile virus has scared a lot of people. And Dr. Tom Levy has shown that it can be successfully treated with intravenous vitamin C. Now, it's hard to get the blood levels up orally, but you can do it if you try real hard. But if you're ill, you might not be well enough to take it, but get in the hands of a doctor, give you intravenous vitamin C. And West Nile virus attacks people that are a little bit older, their immune system's down, and then it can kill them. But he's treated it successfully. It should have been a front page story.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's almost been hidden from view.
Big money in these vaccinations, big money, big business. So,
yeah, it's a great cartel.
Yes. Well, Stefan, thank you for calling in tonight.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure,
okay.
Jack. You might want to also tell them about the other poisons in the vaccines, formaldehyde, DNA, the aluminum, which is making...
All these things are in the vaccines, I hate to say it, for a good reason, and that is that you have a virus in there, and they have to kill it. And a killed vaccine is less toxic. So they're trying to kill the vaccine, but to do it, they've got to put poison in, and that's what you're getting. And if you have a very small infant, you've got more of a chance of causing problems because they don't have the immune system. And by the way, all the vaccine inserts say that none of them are approved for children under 6 months of age, and yet they're trying to give these vaccines right in the hospital on their first day of birth.
They sure are. They sure are, those dirty suckers. Boy,
deep distillation is what it's about. They're wiping the surface population down.
They sure are.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thanks, Stefan. Okay. Folks, we do have a few minutes left here. We'll open the phone lines up. If you don't know the number, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Bill, just continue on, buddy. I'm so happy you're talking about solutions here, what we can do to protect ourselves at this time.
Well, some of your crowd is interested in getting armed. Everybody at home should have some oil of oregano. They should know how to use their fresh cut garlic. They should have some quercetin. I talked about that earlier. These are natural antivirals, antibiotics. They do not develop antibiotic resistance. All these things should be at home before you get sick for your kids. And remember, other people will come in the home and bring these things in, and then you'll get it. So you have to be armed ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
and these things all work. Don't be so timid. Learn about them, and they won't come back and bite you and so on. They're great for little kids. Elderberry syrup, another one on the list. So, and you can get them. Survival Vitamins is trying to show you some places you can get them real cheap, but get them anywhere you desire. Just get armed in your home medicine cabinet, and there's a phone number there at Survival Vitamins if you want to call and do some business with cash or you don't want tracking or all those wonderful things. Call them up. You're dealing with owners of that company. They'll work with you. But the whole issue is trying to get these things to people. Arm them with the information. The Bible says that the people suffer for the lack of knowledge. So we're trying to arm people with good knowledge, and this is good information. And it shouldn't be kept away from the populace for the sake of trying to sell something to them. We're trying to get them the information, let them have the purchasing power to get these things on their own at the best price they can, things that work. And don't be afraid of vitamin C. Just it itself will do very well. You have to give it in very high doses to conquer viruses, but it works. So these are things that you can do. So, keep it simple in the beginning.
Okay, Bill, tell us about a regimen. I guess they've got us down now to where one out of three people are getting cancer. What can you do for a maintenance to not be one out of those three or four that is getting cancer today? Is there something you can take that is natural?
There is. On my website, you will see a little section there, a report called Rice Bran Cleanse, meaning bran like bran cereal.
Uh-huh.
In rice bran, there is a wonderful God-given molecule that attaches or chelates to minerals, particularly mercury, lead, cadmium, but more so iron. And we're never told that your tumor cells cannot grow if they can't get iron. So the deal is to limit the amount of iron in your body. It builds up over time. Males have twice the iron of a middle-aged female and twice the rates of cancer. If you can chelate or remove the iron, the cancer cannot grow. It'll shrivel up and die off. We've done this for many people. I wrote a whole book about this called The Iron Time Bomb, if you want to check the references. But
Okay.
Do a rice bran cleanse. We tell you how to get the rice bran at Survival Vitamins if you can't find it. But what you do is by doing the rice bran cleanse, you clean the iron out of your liver. 35% of us have a fatty liver because the fat hardened in our liver because of the iron. We'd reduce the iron load throughout all of our tissues, which creates the very time bomb of being able to grow a tumor once it gets started. So if you're able to do that, if you have cancer now, you can get started and take this. We've thrown many cancers into remission. I do not claim that we have a cure for everybody out there because some of these cases are very advanced. But we have seen people. I do not profit from this information. I'm just passing it on to you. You don't need to buy my book, but people with stage 4 breast cancer, people with prostate cancer, and so on. Remove the iron from your system as you get older. If you're postmenopausal, had an early hysterectomy, you've got a lot of iron in your body.
I gotcha. Okay, buddy, we're coming up on our next break. This is our last break, by the way, folks, and we'll be back to close out the program. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We just scratched the surface, that's for sure. I can't believe the hour's just about up. Give out your website again, your contact information, and then we'll go to Deanne in Pennsylvania real quick and let her ask a question or say something real quick. Go ahead, Bill.
AskBillSardi.com, www.AskBillSardi.com, and also SurvivalVitamins.com for the free survival nutrition guide. Go ahead.
Good deal. Okay, Deanne in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program.
Much. I just want to say how wonderful it is to have this kind of information being given out. I just wish more people could hear about it. I'm concerned about this bill that is being passed that's going to limit our ability to get these vitamins that we need, and the fact that I just feel it's so diabolical what's happening to keep us from getting these kind of nutrition.
Deanne, what they're doing is they're passing legislation that we can't complain about to our congressmen. They've taken it offshore to Bonn, Germany, where this summer they're going to limit the amount of vitamins and minerals in our vitamin pills. And, of course, it's all being done by a group under the aegis of the United Nations. Now, we're complaining that the United Nations shouldn't have to have any control over our citizens here beyond the Constitution. So, but they are, and the FDA here, which is pro-pharmaceutical, has said, well, we don't have to accept their rule over there unless it conflicts with a law that we have here in the United States. So if there is no law in the United States, it can go into action here right away. So they're slipping it under the rug, and then it'll be in the House, and we can't get rid of it. So
how can we fight this, Bill?
Well, the best way we can fight it is go to survivalvitamins.com.
Okay.
There is another website, globalvitamintakeover.com. We're trying to explain to everybody why this is occurring.
It's Global Vitamin.
Globalvitamintakeover.com tries to explain it all to you, why this is happening. And the best you can do to get armed is get these supplements, find a way to get them in your home around the system, because we're predicting a black market in dietary supplements.
Well, this is what I'm thinking is going to happen. It's going to force all of this underground. It's almost like you're going to be pushing illegal drugs.
Yes, but we want to make them affordable. We want to arm everybody with the information. Whatever they do, we'll find a way around it.
Right.
And so, you know, the idea is to stay healthy, get around their crazy systems, and of course, they're going to set a limit, try to scare everybody away. Even if the laws don't go into effect in the United States, they can scare us by just the information. A lot of naive people will just say, oh, my gosh, this is too much of this vitamin or that, and they'll spit it out of their mouth and never take the pills again.
Yes.
Well, this is really overwhelming because you get such mixed information from the regular media, and that people just do not get the truth. And this is sad. And I am a recipient of somebody who's carrying this through a broadcasting?
Micro-broadcaster.
Yeah, and I'd like to say thank you to whoever it is. And I'm in the little corner of the world here in northwestern Pennsylvania, and I can't pick up hardly any signals, but I'm picking up a very fairly good signal off my AM station.
Fantastic, Deanne. Well, Lord bless you, sister. And
well, God bless you, too.
We're going to have our brother back on here.
I hope so. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, we sure will. Okay, bye-bye now. Bill, can you come back on and we do some more of this in the near future?
You bet. And people go to AskBillSardi.com. If you're in the military or whatever, you can get a hold of me there on email. Ask me any health question. We'll dig up the answers for you.
Okay. AskBillSardi.com.
You will bet.
Do that, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
God bless you now.
Okay,
folks. Well, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making blue
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.